Welcome to Career Tools. Today's cast, a continuation of our topic, what goes into a career development plan? Questions this cast answers are, what should I include in a career development plan? What areas should I have goals in for my career development plan? And what should the timescale be for my career development plan? If you'd like answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Hey folks, if you are a new manager or someone who's been manager for a while and you weren't really trained how to be a manager and you'd like to join us, we're hosting another round of our virtual Effective Manager Conference starting on August the 14th. The Effective Manager Conference, delivered virtually, is broken down into four digestible sessions: one-on-ones, feedback, coaching, and delegation. The sessions range in their length, but are all delivered over Zoom, so you can receive all of the benefit of a live training event while not being in person. If you'd like to hear more, join us on our website at manager-tools.com/training and register today. We're going to move on now to use MT goals, because now we've kind of outlined the drums method. We want to hit on the fact that we want you to use MT goals. You do not need to make SMART goals. You may be familiar with the fact that we at Manager Tools have got a podcast called SMART Goals Are Stupid. And stupid is essentially our way of saying unnecessarily complex. Okay, so SMART goals are simple, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. We recommend, instead of SMART goals, MT goals, measurable and time-bound. The reason we recommend the employment of these two letters is they are truly the heart of SMART goals. Now, it's probably a little bit blunt to say this, but there are really not that many managers out there who are going to go around coming up with non-specific goals. Specific being the S part. No one's trying to make a goal that's not specific. The measurable part of the MT goal usually eliminates that. Further, there's enough reason not to come up with unachievable goals. Again, the A part. No one's out there coming up with goals that are unachievable.
Right? Setting yourself up for failure?
Yeah, exactly. No, people are gonna, due to simple human logic, come up with an achievable goal. So the A part of the system isn't really necessary either. Nor is the relevant piece. We promise you, your boss is gonna stop you from coming up with a bunch of irrelevant goals. Relevancy is an assumption. Your boss is gonna prevent you from doing irrelevant stuff. We guarantee it. So, because of all that, the only two tenets that you can really not do without are measurable and time-bound. Spend your energy, all of your energy, on the measurable and time-bound pieces. Ignore the other three aspects of SMART goals.
I love it. So much more simple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, we're going to walk through a handful of examples using the provided framework that we've gone over, the drums method. So even though we've provided you with a framework, we still have some concerns that you might be suffering from that blank page syndrome.
I had blank page syndrome this morning. It's a real affliction. When you got it, you don't love it. So we want to help you all out.
Right. You get that blank look on your face to mimic the blank page that you're staring at.
Don't even know where to begin. Don't even know what to write down.
You spend a lot of time just staring. So we want to help alleviate some of that concern because we know you're suffering out there. So the second part of this guidance is going to be the series of these examples. Each is a professional at a different part in their career, in a different industry, and a different role. And they all have different ambitions. We hope you'll see a little of yourself in at least one of these examples.
Mm-hmm. So, in terms of examples, I think, we have like five here to go through. We're going to go through these examples Hopefully you can relate them back to yourself. You can see aspects of these people. You can hopefully, in listening to, or if you're a licensee reading these show notes, you can pick out some of the aspects of goal setting that we've come up with for these fake individuals, and you can essentially steal it and use it for yourself. So let's start with an individual. We'll call this individual Adam. In terms of Adam, as a person, Adam has just started a role as a junior marketing analyst in a mid-sized technology company. It's his first ever corporate role. So, using that example then, let's create for Adam the drums method, starting with develop relationships. Now, Adam knows that good relationships with his peers will mean he learns more faster. He sets a goal to have a peer one-on-one meeting with each team member each week to make sure he gets quality time with them. He also wants to get to know people in the broader organization. So, he sets himself a goal to have one meeting with each of the heads of related departments, like sales and products, for example, within the first 6 months. So, in respect to developing relationships, building peer relationships, and with people outside of his department. Next, receive and act on feedback. Adam's not sure what feedback will look like. Remember, he's new to this role. So initially, he plans to make a record of feedback from his manager and ask for feedback if he doesn't think he's received any once per month. Small segue, we have a podcast called Asking for Feedback. Adam, in this case, will develop an action plan to address any areas of concern and track improvements over time. So that's the feedback piece. Next, understand the industry. Adam's going to read a minimum of 2 industry-related articles per week and attend at least 2 industry conferences or webinars within the next year. Then, under mastering job responsibilities, Adam is really interested in marketing technology. So, by the end of the first quarter, he wants to become proficient in using Google Analytics and Tableau. He'll measure success by being able to conduct analyses independently and present findings to the team. And then finally, seeking additional responsibility. In the second half of the year, Adam wants to propose and lead a small project or initiative that enhances the marketing department's performance, such as a new way to visualize data or a process improvement. And this feels doable once he's learned his way around. So that one's on the back burner for the time being, but by the end of the year, wants to be able to propose and lead a small project for the marketing development teams. So that's Adam.
Now we're going to move on to Taylor. Taylor has been working as a software engineer for 5 years in a tech company and now aspires to move into a managerial role. So we're going to walk him through the drums method. First, develop relationships. The better Taylor's relationships across the organization, the easier his role as a manager will be. He will create a network assessment radar chart from How to Assess Your Network podcast. And set goals for improving the quality and quantity of his network from that. He'll remeasure at the end of each quarter. Receive and act on feedback. Taylor isn't getting a lot of specific feedback about becoming a manager, but a mentor who is a manager or leader within or outside of the organization could provide invaluable insights. Taylor's goal is to identify a suitable mentor and establish regular catch-up sessions. Then, for understand industry, Taylor has a good understanding of software and tech, but he's weaker on the foundations of management. He decides this year he'll keep his software and tech industry reading at the minimum needed to keep up and spend the extra time working through the online management course provided by his company. Or he could go to our website.
Manager-tools.com?
You mean that one?
Yeah, that one. I've heard a little bit about it. All right. For the M, master job responsibilities. Taylor knows he's terrible at running meetings. He never manages to keep to an agenda, and he's determined to fix that. He sets a goal of running 100% of his meetings to agenda by the 31st of April. And lastly, seek additional responsibility. Taylor's boss has a small project team he needs to manage for. Taylor is going to ask his boss if he can take that team to gain practical experience. Success can be measured by the standard project's outcome, on time, on budget, and in scope.
Yeah. All right. These are good. If you'd like to accelerate your executive development, but you don't have time to travel to our M conference this year, you can receive the benefit previous M conference attendees have by viewing online today previous M conference speeches in video format. As part of our Executive Outlook video product purchase, you will have access to all of the previously recorded, and that's not all of them, but it's many of them, all of the previously recorded M conference speeches delivered by a range of executives from all over the Manager Tools community. If you'd like to learn more, join us at manager-tools.com/products and look into our Executive Outlook videos today. We're going to keep progressing through these examples. Next up, we've got an individual named Jordan. Jordan is also a software engineer with 5 years of experience. Jordan wants to become a recognized subject matter expert within her field rather than becoming a manager. Jordan's drum: develop relationships. Jordan aims to be the go-to person for projects that involve her area of expertise. She measures success by the number of projects where she's called to provide her expert input and grades her own success in helping the project benefit. Receive and act on feedback. Jordan aims to establish her expertise publicly. She sets a goal of having an article accepted for her favorite professional magazine. Understand the industry. Jordan aims to stay on top of the latest developments in her specialty area. She subscribes to and regularly reads relevant academic journals. She sets a goal of attending 2 industry conferences and 10 of the local meetings. Then, master job responsibilities. In order to be even quicker with the software that she uses, Jordan aims to learn 25% of the keyboard shortcuts in the first quarter and 25% more in the second. And then finally, seek additional responsibilities. Jordan wants to educate others. She has a goal of leading 2 brown bag lunch sessions on her specialty by the end of the summer.
All right. Now on to Riley. Riley has been working for around 15 years and is currently managing a team in a finance company. Riley is looking to advance her career further and secure a more senior leadership role. Develop relationships. Building relationships with senior leaders and key decision makers can open doors to new opportunities. Riley sets a goal to present to senior leaders at least once per quarter. Receive and act on feedback. Riley's goal is to transition from a managerial role to a strategic leadership role. She will apply for and hopes to be accepted onto the company executive leadership program. Understand the industry. To step into senior leadership, Riley needs to understand all facets of the business. She sets a goal to spend time with leaders from other departments to understand their challenges and opportunities. She's been cultivating those relationships. She knows those people will be willing to meet with her. Goes back to relationships. Master job responsibilities. Riley knows her departmental goals, and she has a plan to achieve them. She's working with her team to monitor the numbers weekly to make sure they hit their numbers. And lastly, seek additional responsibilities. Riley is mentoring 2 high potential employees and tracking their progress towards leadership roles to demonstrate the ability to develop other leaders.
All right. We have one more. The next one we've got is for Chris. And I want to draw attention to this one because, and I'm sure you hear this sometimes, Amanda, we often hear from managers. I was going to say especially more junior managers, but that's not accurate. We often hear from managers of employees who are nearing the end of their career, nearing retirement, that it's difficult to manage these people because goal setting can be harder. When the goal is retiring in the next few years, what does goal setting look like for an individual at the end of their career? So, in the example for Chris, we've got Chris. He is a seasoned accountant who's been an individual contributor for over 25 years. Chris enjoys the work and has chosen not to pursue a managerial path, but is still keen on career maintenance and development. So, for Chris, develop relationships. Networking keeps Chris engaged in his field. His goal is to attend at least 2 industry conferences each year and to participate monthly in his professional accounting associations. Then, for Chris, receive and act on feedback. Chris has recently begun working with some more junior, non-accounting employees who are having difficulty following his figures. He's realized that he's been in the profession so long, he's forgotten there was a time when he didn't know what he was doing, and he set a goal to provide a more basic set of figures as a learning exercise for his colleagues. Then, for Chris, understanding the industry, Chris aims to deepen his expertise in international taxation as his company has just bought a foreign competitor. He sets a goal to complete a course from his professional organization by the end of March. Then, under mastering job responsibilities, given the rapid changes in accounting, software, and regulations, Chris's goal is to keep his skills current. He aims to complete at least 2 professional development courses in the upcoming year, including at least 1 on recent changes in accounting standards. And finally, for Chris, seek additional responsibilities. Chris wants to leverage his deep understanding of accounting processes to identify areas for improvement. His goal is to propose and implement at least 1 significant process improvement in the next year. So, folks, if you're creating your own plan for career development, you're going to want to go back and listen to those examples. You're going to want to, I'm going to call it steal, but steal in the good way. You're going to want to steal some of those tidbits. I hope that the examples we just went through are written in such a way that you can find for yourself some common themes between one or more of those characters and yourself, and you can use those for your own career development plan. If you're a manager, we hope you can use some of those career development plan strategies for people on your team as well. And again, if you have a license, you can print off these show notes and you have copies of the drums for all of those different individuals and those different scenarios so that you can use that to create your own career development plan.
All right. Just to summarize everything we've gone over today, if you're not improving your skills, you're not standing still, you're not going backwards. Everyone else is moving forwards and leaving you behind. At some point, this will really hurt your career. You always have to be moving forward.
We talk about this often, Amanda, I know I do, in our public conferences. I often ask the group, who are the one group of people that don't care whether or not you're too busy to do more? They will continue to expect that you do more tomorrow. And oftentimes people are like, oh, it's my boss, or it's the board, or it's the president, or it's the people who manage us. And it is, but it's only those people because they report to the customer. And it doesn't matter how busy you are. It doesn't matter that you're the subject matter expert in the thing that you do today. The thing that you do today is changing. Your customer will expect more tomorrow, whether or not you know everything there is to know today, things will change tomorrow. So you're absolutely right. We always want to continue to grow.
And keep in mind, your goals don't have to be grand. Some of the examples that you were given were pretty simple.
Yeah, they weren't rocket science, for example.
Not rocket science.
No, not like your husband, who is essentially a rocket scientist. I mean, I don't even know how you understand the things he says when he comes home.
It's classified, so I don't have to worry about it.
It's classified. We're talking about you, Seth. We're talking about you. And make sure he listens to this podcast so that he can hear that.
I will.
Also, again, folks, it's not rocket science. To be honest, we can all come up with these career development plans. And I don't want to forget to mention that something we advocate highly over here at Manager Tools is playbooks. You might have heard our podcast on playbooks, but essentially, we don't recommend that each and every time a professional do something, they then begin an activity in staring at a new blank page and reinventing the wheel. What that means to me is, if you've come up with your own DRUMS method, right, your own career development document, and you think you'd benefit from a second set of eyes, just another person reviewing it and making sure it seems measurable and time-bound and achievable and all those things, by all means, send it to us via email, customerservice@manager-tools.com, and we'll look at it for you. Amanda or I will review it. We'll give you some tips, some pointers. What did we think? Maybe some additions, maybe some recommendations on how to make it more measurable or more time-bound or whatever it may be. But don't hesitate to reach out to us. We've done this before, is what I'm saying.
And that's an email we want to get.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We want to help you grow. That's what we're here for. I mean, that's why we do this job.
Yeah. And then setting goals is really the only way that you can achieve them.
Yeah. If you don't have any, you can't achieve any.
Right. There's no process of moving forward. There's nothing to really aim for. And we are all more productive when there are things to achieve.
Yeah.
So if nobody has asked you to create a career development plan, create one for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to be asked. You can do it for you.
That's exactly it. Don't wait for somebody else to help you make yourself and your career a priority. Make yourself and a career and your career a priority today. Set for yourself some goals. This is for Career Tools audience, obviously, but this theme runs through our Career Tools, Manager Tools, and Executive Tools podcasts. That is, we have a Manager Tools podcast on how to grow your career, how to set goals is another Career Tools podcast. In addition, we even have for executives, Executive Waypoint is all about setting your own career goals. So don't hesitate to take life by the horns and set your own goals for yourself to achieve.
Yeah. And this isn't something that's going to go away. You're going to need it always.
Not. It's not.
And just know that if you set and create a career development plan in a year, your future self will thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Your future self will thank you for the work and time you spent today. All right. Very cool. Thank you, Amanda.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
That's all for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us for the conclusion of this cast. Join us again next week with a new topic. Bye, everyone.
Bye.